The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line this morning, Congressman William Timmons for our Tuesday with Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Joey, good morning. Doing great. Hope you're well.
I am doing good. Thank you. Look, congratulations on two great committee assignments, the House Financial Services and the Oversight and Accountability Committee. I mean, that is just wonderful news. Let's take a quick minute, Congressman, first. And tell us about these two assignments, the House Financial Committee. Give us an overview of what that committee does. And, of course, we know about the big one, the House Oversight and Accountability Committee. But where do you start? What great assignments you've got there.
Well, we've been working hard getting organized. It was a little rocky starting off the speaker vote, but we got it done. And I am excited to get to work. Financial Services, I've been on it for 3.5 years, and it controls banking and housing policy. Very important these days, especially with inflation. We'll get to grill the Federal Reserve Chairman and Secretary Treasury, so looking forward to those hearings. But oversight was kind of a big surprise. It wasn't something that I had particularly asked for, but Speaker McCarthy asked me to serve on that committee, and it has been so much fun. I'm actually been preparing for really the last few days for this hearing with the Twitter lawyers. The intro you just played couldn't have been more timely. We are going to be talking with Twitter about their collusion with the FBI and with Adam Schiff's staff and trying to really suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story and the manner in which they selectively banned and shadow banned and just engaged in all of these nefarious activities to hide the truth from the American people in the weeks and months up to the election. People want to talk about election interference and collusion with Russia that was alleged with the Trump team. Biden's team and the Democrats very blatantly have been caught red-handed colluding with Twitter and with social media to cheat. They cheated. They lied. They cheated, and the American people are worse off for it. And so we're going to hold them accountable, and that's going to happen tomorrow.
What a busy time for sure. So what are some of the scenarios there? I mean, we know what happened. You guys are going to call them out on the carpet, and you're going to prove once and for all what happened. But what can we do about it going forward?
Well, I think first is we have to make sure that the American people understand exactly what happened. And basically, the FBI, in coordination with leadership in the House and the Senate Dems, suppressed unfavorable stories in the weeks and months up to the election in an attempt to lie their way into retaining control. So we got to make sure that people understand that. The only reason that we're going to be able to do this is because Elon Musk bought Twitter. If he hadn't bought Twitter, we would have never found out, ever. And we would have been having this hearing with both of our arms tied behind our back. So not only has Elon Musk ordered these people that work for him now to come testify, but even better, he's waived attorney-client privilege. That hasn't gotten out there yet. So the attorneys that were working on this for the shareholders of then publicly traded Twitter are going to come in, and they're going to have their new boss tell them that they cannot invoke attorney-client privilege. So they're going to tell us everything. And that is tomorrow, and it's going to be shocking, I think. The depth of the cheating and the lying that occurred is we just scratched the surface.
Wow. Wow, this is going to be interesting to watch, and I must say fun to watch as well. So we're looking forward to that. Changing subjects a bit, of course, Saturday, the big news, we shot down this Chinese spy balloon off the coast of South Carolina. Boy, visitors to Myrtle Beach got a bonus attraction there. Were you in the district over the weekend? Did you happen to see it pass over the upstate? I know everybody's asking the question too, but I'm curious of your response. What took so long? Why did the Biden administration allow this balloon to literally cross the U.S. before taking it out over the Atlantic Ocean?
I was actually in uniform this weekend. I was with a bunch of Air Force leaders on a trip to Red Flag in Las Vegas, which is where all the different National Guards come and war game strategy. But to your point, I was speaking with a lot of officers in the military about the manner in which the Pentagon made this decision. I'm of the opinion that the fact that it was allowed to pass over our entire country showed the world that we are weak, and it should never have been allowed to get past our border. And
yeah.
I don't know if the world needs a more stark reminder that we are weak than by allowing the Chinese to violate our airspace with literally impunity. So what are we going to do now? I mean, Biden's going to say that it was the right strategy because they wanted to wait till it was over the ocean. That's nonsense. We could have done it safely over Montana. And, you know, I just don't understand the lack of accountability. And I do think that we will come to find out that this is only emboldened China. And, again, I mean, we already know that we're weak, that our allies can't trust us, and that our enemies don't fear us. And that was a display for the world to see firsthand.
Wow. Yeah. Tonight, of course, Joe Biden delivers his second State of the Union. Next hour, I'm going to have Stephen Moore from the Heritage Foundation on. He wrote a column over the weekend in the New York Post titled Six Lies Biden Will Tell in His State of the Union. You know, it's sad, but a fact that we have a president who literally makes stuff up. Stephen Moore kind of writes about some of the things that he thinks Biden will say tonight. And he says most Americans won't recognize the country that Biden will be talking about tonight, because he's going to talk about how he has reduced the budget deficit, how he has lowered gas prices, how he has secured our border. I mean, I think the fact that a balloon flies over our country will kind of tells you that, along with the millions of people coming in the southern border. The list goes on. What do you expect from Biden tonight, and how will you sit there and listen to some of the things that he's going to make up?
I mean, you just named off all the things he's going to do. He's going to talk about how great the economy is when we have the highest inflation in my lifetime. Just a quick stat. If you were going to buy a $300,000 house 3 years ago, your mortgage payment would be about $1,200. If you buy it now, it's $2,400.
Wow.
It's almost doubled. So, like, don't tell me that the economy is doing great when people's dream of home ownership has essentially been dashed. And then gas prices. He has made decisions, and he's made intentional decisions to increase our reliance on foreign oil, to increase the cost of gas, to try to push us into electric vehicles. He's made those decisions, but he's going to talk about how great he is because of his move towards green energy. He's going to talk about southern border. Shockingly, it is worse now than it has ever been. We have millions of people crossing the southern border, 20, 30, 40 times more than the highest numbers when President Trump was in office. So he's going to continue to talk about things that just aren't true. And so what am I going to do? I'm going to sit there sitting on my hands, and I guarantee he's going to say something about the military. I'm going to clap for that. But other than that, I'm just going to sit there and look at him and do my best not to scream you lie.
Oh, wow. Well, try to contain yourself, Congressman. I don't know how you'll do it, but I'm sure you will. One final quick thing before we let you go. On our guest line, Congressman William Timmons with us this morning. Some of your colleagues, and you may have signed it, I'm not quite sure, wrote a letter to the Smithsonian asking for an explanation on why these students from the Catholic school in Greenville were asked to either leave or take off their pro-life caps. How do we stop this type of thing from happening? I mean, this is just outrageous.
Joey, I'm glad you brought that up. It is absolutely outrageous, and I did everything I could the second I heard about it to get to the bottom of it. Most people don't realize that there's actually a member of Congress that serves on the board of the Smithsonian under the statute, and I spoke with him. The board meeting just happened to be the day or two after the incident happened. Senior staff at the Pentagon, Smithsonian has said that that was an inappropriate action that the employees took and that they should not have done that. And that's not enough for me. We're going to get to the bottom of what is going to be done to these lower level staff that have made this decision. And we're going to make sure it doesn't happen again. Again, the Smithsonian board has been briefed on it, and we're going to get more information, but it will not happen again. I can promise you that.
Yep. Wow. Yep. What an experience for these kids. Congressman, always a pleasure to have you, and I'll be watching for you tonight and make sure that you're under control there, okay?
I'll be the one sitting down.
Always a pleasure. Have a safe day.
Hey. Yep. Look forward to next time.
Congressman William Timmons.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.